This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound like kind of a sweeping way to put this, I guess, but this economy right now, as in today, is completely different than it was even like Monday, forget last week. And just like we are still figuring things out, so too are the markets. Details, of course, later, as we say. But today, after a week of historic losses, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all closed up. Adina Friedman runs the company that is responsible for that third index that we always talk about. She's the president and CEO of NASDAQ Incorporated. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
First of all, given the way things have been going the last couple of 3 weeks, how's your mood?
Well, it definitely has been a very interesting and anxiety-filled time for the economy and for everyone in the economy. I think here at NASDAQ, we've been very focused on making sure that we maintain the safety and health of our employees. And of course, we also maintain the functioning of the market. So my mood is very high energy at the moment.
Yeah, I bet. I think everybody's is. To your mind, are the markets that you are responsible for functioning the way they are supposed to? Volatility aside, are the guts of this thing working?
Yes, the plumbing of the markets are working very, very well. And I think it is important to note that we've spent years working on improving the resiliency of the U.S. markets. And I do think that it is showing through today across the whole market system, whether it's our markets, but also other markets that trade equities, options, futures. Of course, people are finding that there are a lot of stresses in the system. There's a lot of volatility in the markets. We've been hitting record days on multiple occasions, maybe 2 to 3 times the amount of volume that we saw just a year ago, but the markets are handling it well and the plumbing is working well.
Let me ask you a question I am getting all the time, and I know you've got a position on this. Why not, given the uncertainty, the fear, panic is a very strong word, but there are days where it feels like that. Why not close the markets and let things settle out and then reopen?
I think it's really important to remember what the foundation of the markets are and the purpose they serve in the economy. We have hundreds of companies out there using the markets to fund their businesses, to fund R&D, and to manage through this very challenging time. If you choke off that access to capital, then you really do take down a key pillar of the economy. We also have received some questions about whether or not we should shorten the market hours. Mm-hmm. If you shorten the market hours, we might have even more pent-up demand and challenges in those shortened hours. It also creates other risks to other elements of the system. And we do think it's really paramount to keep the markets open and operating on normal hours.
It takes some guts to go public in this environment, I'll tell you that. But what do you say to the people who are, for some reason, checking their 401ks right now and see the bottom falling out, and they say, look, just turn it all off for a little while?
Well, I think it's important to recognize what is a 401k for and over what time period do you need to tap that 401k? So I do think that for younger people and people who are still in the middle of their lives and managing through their futures, the 401k is a long-term savings vehicle. Our economy in general is very resilient.
A note here that NASDAQ Incorporated is, in fact, a business. These are not terrible times to be in the stock exchange business, are they?
Well, I would say that in this period of time with elevated volumes, that is a source of revenue for NASDAQ. We also really like it when companies go public and we have a lot of listed companies. So we do want to see a very fast recovery. But we are a resilient business. We have a resilient and differentiated business model, and we are really proud of that.
Adina Friedman is the president and CEO of NASDAQ. Ms. Friedman, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.